Want to experience Christ United like never before? Download our app today. You can watch live and previous messages, take sermon notes, get calendar updates, find giving options, and more. Just go to your app store and search Christ United.
Thanks for joining us today. For more information on our church, check out christislove.org. Or you can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by following at ChristUnitedMB. Thanks again for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's message.
Good morning, church. How we doing? Good. All right. Lord, again, we thank you and we just pray that you would speak this morning. Stir our hearts, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. I remember my first experience with a C group. This goes back about 3 years ago. It was before we had the name C group. But it was a chance for us guys to get together and we would discuss our lives. We dove into the Word. We'd pray. We did all those things that you've been hearing about this month. But I'm going to have to be a little bit vulnerable again for you today because this was a time in which I was very far from God. You see, I was actually living in active addiction during this time. And as I mentioned in my testimony in October, I'd pretty much lost everything in my life. Nothing seemed to be working for me. But I joined this group because I knew I needed something positive in my life. And so as you can imagine, I was scared to death because I'm about to enter into some place unfamiliar and I didn't really know who these guys were. But I would go to these meetings and I remember I was listening and I was watching and I was listening to these guys share their hopes and their joys. And even though things didn't go exactly as they had planned, these guys were still faithful to Jesus. And I could see that. I could see that in them each week. And these guys would talk about power. They would talk about love. They would talk about redemption. And even though I didn't really know what those words were, I could see that these guys had a faith in those things. These guys began to open up their lives with me, and I was touched. So I began to share mine with them. And I remember this little voice in the back of my head saying, maybe, Brent, maybe there's a chance for you. Maybe. And so I remember this was a struggle for me, and it was a struggle mentally and physically. And spiritually, I was in a battle. I was in a battle for the soul. But during this moment, a seed was planted, and it was hope. And these guys were praying with me, and they were praying over me. And they were telling me, Brent, step out, man. We got your back. We're here for you. We love you, man. And we believe that Jesus Christ can do a mighty work in your life. We believe that. If you would just step out in faith. And so I stepped out. I ended up going and getting help. I went to a faith-based facility called Hebron Colony. It's in Boone, North Carolina. And it was there that I had my Jesus encounter. I'd laid all the burdens of my life down on this altar. And Jesus was there and he just wrapped his arms around me. I felt his presence. I'd surrendered all to Christ. I committed my life to Him. Jeff started this series off with Jesus asking His disciples, who do you say that I am? And Peter had replied, you're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. And for the first time in my adulthood, I got this peace. I knew who Jesus was. Jesus, you're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. And I believe. But I got to know, Lord. I got to know, how do I fit into this world? How do I fit into your plan? I got to know who I am, Lord. Who do you say that I am, Lord? And as I began to search for these answers through prayer and through scripture, I remember Christians talking about how the Word is living and active. If you're searching for things, sometimes the words will jump off the page at you. And so I'm searching through the New Testament, and these words began to jump off the page at me. And it was Jesus saying, "This is who you are, Brent. This is who you are. You're my Father's child, and you're my friend. You're a whole new person with a whole new life. You're a place where my Father's Spirit lives. You're His incredible work of art. And I want you to know, Brent, I want you to know that you are totally and completely forgiven. You're created in His likeness. You're spiritually alive, and you're a citizen of heaven. And we're going to use you, Brent. We're going to use you because you're His messenger to the world. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. And you're His disciple maker. And never forget, Brent, never forget that you are greatly loved." So I'm taking in these truths, right? I'm taking them in, and it's rocking my world, because here I am. I'm believing in Jesus, right? I'm believing in who He says He is. So don't I have to believe who He says that I am? I mean, don't we have to believe that piece? That we're wonderfully made, and we're wonderfully made for purpose, and the purpose is for glory? That we're alive, that God's Spirit is within us, that the Creator dwells within us. So this changed everything for me. Once I started to get these pieces, it changed everything for me, as it should. So I'm stoked. I'm so excited, because my time at Hebron was at its end, and I was ready to get back to my brothers, right? I was ready to share my experience with them. And because the first time in my life, for the first time, I knew that I had purpose. I had purpose. I could be one of those living stones that Peter talks about. I could commit my life to making a difference for this world, just like the disciples were when they chose to follow Christ. I can make an impact in this world. I was going to soak up everything I could from these guys. Steve had spoken about relationships and the beauty of relationships, how we have to place ourselves around people who are growing in Christ. It's crucial. So here I was in the middle of a group of guys who were heading in a direction to righteousness. It's amazing. And so this new journey together began. We would pour into each other's lives. We'd help each other through struggles, hardships. We spoke of truth, and we spoke of how to apply that truth to our lives. How can we make a difference together? How do we allow Jesus to take the screw-ups and turn them into something that benefits His kingdom? Colin spoke of the process last week. How do we demonstrate God's love? How do we encourage each other to step out in faith? How do we hold each other accountable so we can keep heading in a direction towards greatness? How do we fulfill the mission? How do we become the disciples that we're called to be? You guys got to see and hear David Duran speak of obedience and the power of the Holy Spirit. It was incredible how Jesus gives Himself to us, how His Spirit equips us wherever to learn and grow. Excuse me. And it was powerful. We're obedient because it's our way of showing Jesus we love Him. We're obedient because it's the way of showing the world that we love Jesus. His message was incredible. But here's what I want you to know today is I was in a C group with David Duran, so I got to see David live out those principles every week. I got to see the passion that David had for his Savior and his King, the passion he had for God's Word. And even when David would struggle with temptations of disobedience, we were there together and we walked through those struggles together. And we were able to witness the triumphs of Christ together. And in the same way you saw Colin last week walk this stage and speak with confidence. And I mean, if Colin would have told me to start running around this sanctuary last week, I would have started running laps, coach. No doubt about it. There's a confidence that Colin has. I was in a C group with Colin Stevens, and I was able to see the confidence of Christ in Colin's life every week. The confidence that Colin had in God's Word. The confidence that Colin had when we would pray with one another. And when Colin would struggle with doubts or despair, we were there for our brother. We were there to lift him up, and we watched God move together. These guys asked me to share this with you today because there's a beauty in people sharing the rawness of life with one another. When we're able to go and say, here it is, guys. Here's my heart. I need your help. I need your prayers. There's beauty in that. And these guys were there for me in my struggles and hardships. I had to watch my sister fight cancer. And for over a year of her life, having to deal with doctors and chemo. And the sickness that comes from these sicknesses and these treatments. And the radiation. And the surgeries. And the impact that this sickness has on a family. The impact it has on a husband and two small kids. The impact it has on parents. On friends. Because you want to step in and take the burden from them, but you can't. You can't do it. All you can do is love and assure them that God is with them. But you have these doubts, right? You have these doubts, and there's confusion. My brothers were there for me every step of the way. They walked me through it. And they spoke of how I was a miracle. And they assured me that our Jesus was a miracle maker. A miracle maker. And that we prayed together and we prayed with confidence for Jesus Christ to move in her body. And we're blessed today because she's here. She's here with her family and she walks this earth cancer free. I love you, sis. Love you. But here's the point to all this, guys, is when we share these experiences with one another, when we get to celebrate the triumphs of Christ together, there's a bond that happens. And this bond motivates us. It motivates us to go all in for Christ because we see the movement of Christ. Because we know we're in the same boat with one another. We're on the same team with one another. And we're proud of our team. We're proud of our team because we know they're out there making an impact for Christ. And it makes you want to get better. So where we find motivation, we find motivation in these groups. And so time was passing by and we're looking back and I'm living a sober life, something that I'd never done in my whole adulthood. And my relationships are growing, my relationships with Christ, my relationships with family and friends. And if you would have stopped everything right there, it would have been incredible. It would have been amazing. But here's the awesome reality to it all. It was just the beginning. Because what God was preparing us for was for so much more. He was preparing us to take what we had with one another and we were to share it with our unconnected friends. So that's what we did. We started new groups and we shared our experiences with those groups and we watched God move in those lives. And now our conversations have changed because now we get together and we speak out how others are diving into the Word, how they're using Scripture to fight off temptations, how they're praying with their families now. They're making time for God. They're finding freedom in their worship. And these guys that we're pouring into, these guys are now sharing it with their unconnected friends. And when we step back and look at the big picture and we see the movement of Christ, we understand that we are in His master plan. Disciples making disciple makers. And the light of Christ is spreading throughout. I've never seen this more beautifully illustrated than our candlelight service. And if you were here for that on Christmas Eve, you saw something majestic. We had this sanctuary was just pitch black dark, but we had one candle up here and it was lit. And we had a brother come light his candle. And he walked down to the congregation and he shared his light with two people. And then those two people turned and they shared with two more people. And then those two turned around and shared with two more people. And before you know it, this whole sanctuary was illuminated, filled with light. The beloved John says it like this: in him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. See, we got to understand, guys, is there's a treasure that dwells within us, and it's meant to be shared with others. So this world, this broken world, can be illuminated in life. In life. So I want you to imagine what it would be like, what it would be like if we were to make a stand together and say, here we are, Lord, use us. Use us. What would we experience? Hearts being mended, hearts being transformed, those eternal impacts that Colin was talking about last week. People stepping out of death and entering into life. Into life. Imagine the inspiration we would have. The inspiration to keep moving forward together because we're witnessing the movement of Christ. No matter the struggles or hardships that we face them together because we know His will be done. And we hold on to the truths that Jesus, we know who You are. You're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. And we believe. We believe. And we believe that You want to use us to make a difference in this world. That we have something to offer. So no longer will we hide in the shadows. No longer will we let fear and doubt drive our lives. No more, because we would stand together in Christ as one, living stones, His church. I speak of C groups, not because I'm trying to get something going for a church. I speak of C groups because I believe, because I can testify to it, because it was instrumental in getting me to the cross. Because two guys made a choice. And they said, here we are, Lord. Use me. Use me. And with your help, Lord, with your help, I'm going to pour into my brother. With your help, I'm going to demonstrate the power of prayer. I'm going to demonstrate the power of your word. I'm going to demonstrate your love. I'm going to demonstrate your compassion. I'm going to demonstrate your humility. I'm going to demonstrate your forgiveness. And when the time is right, Lord, when the time is right, I'll encourage my brother to spread his wings and fly. And even if my brother falls, I'm going to be right there. I'm going to be right there to catch my brother. I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to brush him off. And I'm going to send him back out there for you. For you. Are we committed, church? Are we committed to be used? To make a stand for Christ. A stand for our King. You could be here today thinking, I don't know, Brent. I don't know. I'm too broken, man. I'm too broken. It can never happen for me. I want to tell you exactly what my brothers told me. You look around in this congregation, this is your family. This is your team. And we love you. And we're going to be there for you. And we believe that Christ can do a mighty work in your life. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you that there is a treasure, that you would give us a treasure so precious. We just pray that you would use us in a mighty way, Lord, because you are worthy. You are so worthy of everything we have to offer. We give it all to you, Jesus. Oh, I mean, isn't Jesus good? Oh, when you get to witness the movement of Christ together, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. This is the most important part of our service. It's a chance for anyone who's made that choice. You might not have known Jesus before you got here, but today you've decided, you know what, I feel you. Lord, I feel you. And I want to commit my life to you today. Today. We're going to go around this sanctuary. I'm going to point to different sections. And if that's you today, we're going to celebrate you. We're going to celebrate you. Because it's the most important decision of your life. I'm going to start over here. This lower group, anybody here, today is my day. Today's my day. In the top balcony to the right, if today is your day, we just ask you to lift your hand. We got one up there. All right, yeah. You guys love on them. You love on them. Amen, amen. Down in this section, anyone here today? Today's my day. Top section. We'll come over here. Anybody in this section? Today is my day, Jesus. Top balcony. Anybody else? We got one person. Let's give it up. Amen. We want to make sure that you get to this prayer booth. They're going to pray for you and they're going to help connect you. And you're going to get into a relationship with people that are going to help you grow. So make sure you guys walk them down to this prayer booth right here. Amen, right? Amen.
Thanks for listening to this podcast by Christ United. If you'd like to respond to today's message, or if you want to share how God is using this ministry in your life, please send us an email to media@christislove.org. or you can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by following @ChristUnitedMB. Thanks again for joining us, and may God bless you.